Send your fire on me, Lord. Send your fire, Lord. Send your fire, Lord. Oh, Lord, I need your fire. You got it? Send your fire on. Fire on me, Lord. Send fire on me.
Send your fire, Lord. Oh, Lord, I need your fire.
Go again. First line, first line.
Send your fire on me, Lord.
Check it now.
Send your fire, Lord.
Send your fire, Lord. God to send the fire upon you right now. Father, I am asking that you send your fire. Send your fire. Send your fire. Send your fire. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for everything you have done among us in this youth conference. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. I am very excited to be among you this morning, this afternoon now. And I am very happy with what God is doing among the youth. As I thought over the climate of the meeting yesterday, I began to think that we'll begin to plan for next year now. And I am thinking that the Glory Dome should be jammed to capacity with youth that will catch fire and set the world on fire. We're going to invite other youth-based ministers, especially musical, that will also join us. We're going to make it a real campfire meeting. Paul Daniel was speaking, telling me something yesterday. He said, there is something about youth meetings. He said, the climate is different. He said, is it because of the hunger among the youths? I said, yes. There is passion in the hearts of youth. So when we come for youth meetings, it carries a different climate. And we are not going to toy with that climate. We are going to shift that climate to another level next year. Somebody say loud, amen. I'd like you to please pay very, very critical attention to what you're about to hear. And I'm aware that we have heard so many things already. But I am speaking on the subject, the fire frequency. The fire frequency. Romans chapter 12 and in verse 11. Romans chapter 12 and in verse 11. The Bible said, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Maintaining a spiritual temperature. By way of introduction, or rather our objective today, is to understudy people who functioned in the fire frequency throughout scripture and history. Understudy people who function at the fire frequency throughout scripture and in history, and then to make the decision to function at the fire frequency. There are two things I'm going to say by virtue of introduction. One, that the fire frequency is the approved frequency for kingdom service. The fire frequency is the approved frequency for kingdom service. Again, you see Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. You serve the Lord by the maintenance of a consistently constant spiritual temperature. You serve the Lord by the maintenance of a consistently constant spiritual temperature. The fire frequency is the approved frequency for kingdom service. That is, kingdom service is not approved if it is not done by fire. Kingdom service is not approved if it lacks fire. Number two, the fire frequency is the approved frequency for generational impact. Is the approved frequency for generational impact. If a man is to make impact, if a woman is to generate impact, if you are to impact your generation, you impact your generation at the frequency of fire. Somebody say frequency of fire. Is the approved frequency for generational impact. Now, I want to go through scriptures and let us see the activity of fire in the lives of personalities throughout scripture. And I want to start first by God. Our first example of operation or existence or functioning at the frequency of fire is God himself. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 24, the Bible said, our God is the consuming fire. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. The nature of God, the personality of God, the person of God is fire. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and in verse 3, said, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Out of every word that proceedeth from the Lord doth man live. Now move to verse 4. Wait a minute. Back to verse 3. Did I? Okay, take 9:3. Understand therefore this day, that the Lord thy God is he which goeth ever before thee, over before thee, as a consuming fire, He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said unto thee. The Lord thy God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. For our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. If God is consuming fire and God made man in his image, then it means that man was designed to function at the frequency of fire. Example number two, Moses, the Old Testament prophet. I believe that Moses would effortlessly be the most impactful person in the Old Testament. Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Moses was the prophet that the Bible said, God said, if I spoke to any prophet, I spoke to them in visions and dreams, but my servant Moses was not like that. I spoke to him face to face. Among all the prophets in the Bible, Moses was the second prophet that was summoned to come up at the mountain of transfiguration. Of all the Old Testament prophets, Moses and Elijah. What is significant with the life of Moses? He was called, anointed, and imparted at the fires of the burning bush. He was called. He was impacted. He was commissioned at the flames of the burning bush. Exodus chapter 3 and in verse 1, we read that yesterday. And the Bible said, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called him. This was a man whose calling happened with what you would call a fire encounter. It took a fire encounter for Moses to step into ministry. It took a fire encounter for Moses to impact his generation. It took a fire encounter for Moses to rescue the destiny of Egypt. And I believe there are people seated here today that are about to experience a fire encounter. If you are among those people, you say a loud amen. If you are among those people, you will shout the loudest amen. Lift your right and say, Father, I need a fire encounter. I make demands on a fire encounter. And fire me, and flame me for my generation. That was Moses. Number three, Elijah. Elijah could easily become the second most impactful prophet in the Old Testament. Probably. I said that because Elijah was the second person in scripture that left this earth without dying. First one was Enoch. And of course, Elijah was the one that called down fire at will. Elijah was the one who was the second person also that was found at the mountain of transfiguration. Elijah's ministry did not happen without fire. Elijah, as I call him, he was the prophet that functioned with the prophetic mantle of fire. Somebody say fire. In 2 Kings chapter 1 and in verse 10 and in verse 12, 2 Kings chapter 1 and in verse 10, and Elijah answered and said to the captain of the 50, if I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And they sent another 50 to come and arrest Elijah. And Elijah answered and said unto them, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. That was the dimension of fire Elijah operated in. It was so much that when it was time for Elijah to go to heaven, it was fire that carried him to heaven. Second Kings chapter 2, verse 11 and in verse 12. Second Kings chapter 2 and in verse 11 and in verse 12. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. And he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And we read the story the other day. That was the prophetic mantle of fire. God is a consuming fire. Moses was anointed at the flames of the burning bush. Elijah was the prophet who carried the prophetic mantle of fire. Elijah was the one who converted the whole nation in one day. He converted the nation in one day. The whole nation said the Lord is God in one day by a man who functioned by the prophetic mantle of fire. I prophesy to someone here today, this generation shall not recover from the impact of your life. God is about to use you in a fiery dimension that will mark your generation. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Are you still awake today? Number four, Elisha. Elisha was the next prophet in ranking to Elijah. Actually inherited double portion of Elijah's anointing. And he functioned in a multiple dimension of the fire frequency of Elijah. In 2 Kings chapter 6, Elisha and his servant were surrounded. Alright, let's look at 2 Kings chapter 6. Let's start from verse 14, let's say. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about the king of Syria. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? They were surrounded. You remember the story? Somebody said to the king of Syria, the king of Syria said, any move he made, it was blocked. Any move he made, Israel will know. And somebody said, and he said to someone, he said to his people, who among you is the spy of the king of Israel? Who among you is the spy? And one man told him, he said, there is a prophet by the name Elisha. Anything you say in your bedroom, he hears it. And he tells their king, anything I say in my bedroom. And the man was not wise enough. Somebody who can know what I am discussing in my bedroom, won't he know that I am sending soldiers to arrest him? So he sent soldiers and they surrounded the city. Elisha was aware. And when his servant arose early in the morning, he said, alas, master, how shall we do? Go back to verse 15. Alas, my master, not what shall we do, how shall we do? It's different. How shall we do? And verse 16, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And verse 17, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. That is, Elisha was saying, Lord, show this boy the realm I am inside. Show this boy where I dwell, where I live, where I function. Show this man that I am not just talking by mouth. I am talking from fire. There are people here today. You are stepping into a fire dimension. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. If you are saying amen, shout a louder amen. Lift the right and say, Father, I am stepping into the frequency of fire. Today, The fire frequency is my frequency. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Someone say loud amen. Can I go a little bit further? Alright, move to the prophet, major prophet, Isaiah. Isaiah the prophet was commissioned by a fire encounter. In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphims, each one had 6 wings. With 20 he covered his face, and with 20 he covered his feet, and with 20 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the dawn moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he has taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. By a fire encounter, the coals of fire was used to purge Isaiah, to purify Isaiah, to commission and position him for ministry. Get ready, somebody here. I believe that the fire is about to land on you in this conference. On your return back to your state, return back to your family, return back to your community, they will not recognize who is coming back. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Can I go further? My next example is the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet who carried fire in his bones. In Jeremiah chapter 20 and in verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 20 and in verse 9. This is what he said. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart, as a burning fire shot up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. His word was in my heart, as a burning fire shot up in my bones. He told us what happened in Lamentation chapter 1 verse 13a. Lamentation chapter 1 verse 13a. Lamentation was also written by Jeremiah. He said, from above has he sent fire into my bones, and it has prevailed against them. From above has he sent fire. How many of you are ready to receive fire from above today? From above has he sent fire into my bones, and it has prevailed against them. From above has he sent fire into my bones. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, from above, send fire into my bones, and let it prevail against the powers of darkness. Say, Father, from above, send fire into my bones, and let it prevail against the forces of darkness. Say, Father, from above, send fire into my bones. Pray in the spirit for 30 seconds. From above, send fire into my bones, and let it prevail against the enemy. From above. From above. La gayada gagayada yada da hazaraya. Let us settle la yada yada da da. From above.
from above, send fire into my bones. Let it prevail against my enemies. From above. From above. Send fire into my bones. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That was God himself. Is a consuming fire. Moses was impacted by fire. Elijah, fire. Elisha, fire. Isaiah, fire. Jeremiah, fire. Ezekiel. The prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel was a major prophet that carried heat in his spirit. Heat is a department of fire. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 14a. There. So the spirit lifted me up and took me away. And I went in bitterness. That is in burden. And in the heat of my spirit. In the fire that my spirit carried. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. I carried heat in my spirit. Make up your mind that you don't carry water. You don't carry ice block in your spirit. I moved in the heat of my spirit. I moved in the fire of my spirit. I moved with the heat of my spirit. And with that heat of his spirit, with that fire in his spirit, he impacted his generation. Ezekiel moved with heat and with fire. Daniel and his colleagues, they functioned, I believe, at the frequency of fire. How do I know? In Daniel chapter 3, verse 19 to verse 25, Daniel chapter 3, verse 19 to verse 25, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should hit the furnace 17 times, more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound, into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Somebody say, why are we reading this? Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He said, but I see four men walking in the midst of the fire and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. They have no heart. The only way a man can walk inside fire and not be hurt by fire is that he himself is fire. Am I communicating? Fire does not burn fire. Lion does not eat lions. The only way you can walk inside fire and not be affected by fire is that you are fire yourself. I announce to someone here today, you are stepping into that frequency of fire where no fire can hurt you, where no fire can harm you. Believe that, shout the loudest amen. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. You believe that, shout amen at the top of your voice.
Lift your right hand and say, Father, I apply to function at the frequency of fire. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number 9. Samson employed the fire to accomplish his assignment. He employed the fire. In Judges chapter 15 and in verse 4, all the way to verse 5. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took firebrands and turned tail to tail and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. When he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines and burnt up both the shocks and also the standing corn with the vineyards and olives. He sent them. He carried out his assignment at the frequency of fire. How many of you are ready for the fire frequency? You are ready for the fire frequency? Say, Lord, I am ready. Say it louder. Say, Lord, I am ready. Say it louder. Say, Lord, I am ready. Say it, Lord, I am ready. That was Samson as an extra point. Number 10 is John the Baptist. John the Baptist functioned the fire frequency in John chapter 5 and in verse 35. He functioned at the fire frequency in John chapter 5 and in verse 35. The Bible said he was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. John was a burning and a shining light. A light that burns is called fire. Fire is what burns. A shining, a burning and a shining light. And you were willing to rejoice. No wonder he commanded the attention of a whole generation into the wilderness. John the Baptist. Number 11, the apostles. The apostles. The apostles functioned and were commissioned by fire. They functioned and they were commissioned by fire. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 and in verse 1, the Bible said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. Somebody scream fire. At the top of your voice, scream fire. At the top of your voice, scream fire. And he sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Bible calls them the men that turned the world upside down. These men carried fire. You shall impact your generation. Can somebody say a louder amen? Can somebody say the loudest amen? Number 12, the Master Jesus. The Master Jesus functioned at the frequency of fire. At the frequency of fire. In Matthew chapter 3 and in verse 11 to 12, Matthew chapter 3 verse 11 to 12, the Bible said, John the Baptist speaking said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. What is he saying? I am standing here inside this cold water of Jordan, and I am dipping you inside water. But there is somebody coming after me. He will not be standing inside water. He will be standing inside fire, and he will be dipping you inside fire. Is there anybody here who wants a dip in the fire? He will be dipping you inside fire. He will be dipping you inside fire. He will be dipping you inside fire and release you to your generation to set your generation. Help him. He will be dipping you inside fire and release you to your generation to set your generation on fire. I am standing inside the cold water of Jordan, but he will be standing inside the liquid fire and dip you inside the fire and send you to affect your generation. Somebody shout the fire. Say, Father, I am here to receive the baptism of fire. I am here to receive the baptism of fire. Take your seat. Let's get ready to be dipped inside that water. You know, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he was moving on the road to Emmaus. Do you remember the story? Is there any challenge? He was moving on the road to Emmaus. Two disciples followed him. The Bible said their eyes were hid. I'm sure you remember the story. Luke chapter 24. Their eyes were closed. They could not recognize that it was the master. But in the breaking of bread, they recognized him in verse 30. When their eyes were open, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and break and gave to them. And their eyes were opened and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. In verse 34, and they said one to another, okay, go ahead, the next verse. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? Ola, ola. Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us? That was the frequency with which the master functioned. Did not our heart burn within us when he talked with us? When a man is on fire, when he speaks, he sets hearts aflame. Sets hearts aflame. When was the last time you spoke and somebody's heart was aflame? When a man is on fire, when he speaks, he sets hearts aflame. He sets hearts aflame. He sets hearts aflame. He sets hearts aflame. Did not our heart burn within us when he spake? Did not our heart burn within us when he spake? He was standing in the river of fire and dipping people in fire, and now he is speaking and the heart is burning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. 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 Lift your right hand, say, Father. Say aloud, say, Father. Today, I am here to acquire the fire. Lift your right hand, say, I am here to acquire the fire. I am here to acquire the fire. I am here to acquire the fire. Shakobagadagalaya. Shakokobaradayalalalala. I am here to acquire the fire. The fire, the fire. Shakobakatakalaya. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Take your seat 1 minute. Let's proceed. The same master, when John saw him in the book of Revelation, he was not the master he used to know. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, get about with the paps, with golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. While he was on the earth, fire. Immediately after resurrection, fire. Now that we have seen his glorified form, fire. I'm not through with the reading. Eyes were as flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if it burned in a furnace. Fire. His voice as the sound of many waters. What about his face? And he had in his right hand 7 stars, still fire. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun. That is a zillion fires. Shined in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as one dead. God the Father, fire. Moses, fire. Elijah, fire. Elisha, fire. Isaiah, fire. Jeremiah, fire. Ezekiel, fire. Daniel and his colleagues, fire. Samson, fire. John the Baptist, fire. Jesus Christ, who are you? Who are you? All right, the end time army will be my final example this morning. Joel chapter 2 and in verse 1 to 3. Joel chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. He said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is near at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there has not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoured before them. Hail! 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 And behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yeah, and nothing shall escape them. No affliction shall escape them. No witch shall escape them. No wizard shall escape them. No unclean spirit shall escape them. No addiction shall escape them. They are all roasted by fire. Somebody shout, fire! Lift your right and say, Father, I apply for the fire. I apply for the fire. I apply. Are you ready for this fire? Take your seat. Let me round off. You go through scripture. There was a man whose name was John Wesley. I think this man was more prolific than any preacher in history. He preached 40,000 sermons. 40,000 sermons. Traveled 250,000 miles on horseback. From here to Lagos is not a mile, it's not up to 1,000 miles. Maybe like 500 miles. 250. Not 250, not 2,500, not 25,000,
250,000 miles on horseback. They said it is equivalent to going around the equator 6 times. On fire. Preaching. That was the man, John Wesley. 10 circuits actually, around the equator. John Wesley. When he died, he had 294 preachers, 71,668 British members, 19 missionaries, 5 mission stations, 43,265 American members, with 198 preachers. Today, the Methodist Church is said to be up to 30 million worldwide by a man. You know what John Wesley said? When the King of England went to listen to his preaching, and he asked him, he said, people are struggling to go to church. Meanwhile, you put your pulpit on your father's cemetery and thousands gather because they kicked him out of the Church of England that he, maybe he had too much fire. And you are preaching on at the graveyard and people are coming to listen. He said, there is only one thing I do. I set myself on fire and people come to watch me burn. They come to watch the burning bush. They just come to watch the burning bush. Because God set the bush on fire and that caught the attention of Moses. John Wesley was the father of William Wilberforce. William Wilberforce was a member of the, so when we talk about fire, we are not just talking about being a pastor. He set his congregation on fire and raised a man by the name William Wilberforce, a very strong Christian, who was a member of the British Parliament at the age of 27. And spoke and moved for the abolition of the slave trade. He was the first mover that slavery must be abolished. He moved and they heard his voice. And everything that ended slavery today, both in British Isles and all over the world, came out of a man that was raised by a fireman. Am I communicating at all? So it doesn't matter what your realm is. If you are a Christian, your frequency is fire. That was John Wesley. Talk of a man by the name John Fletcher. He was a member of the John Wesley's ministry. He was a prayer band leader, sort of, in John Wesley's ministry. John Fletcher prayed until the breath of his mouth stained the wall of his house, of his room. The fire in his spirit stained the wall of his closet. John Fletcher. And as I'm talking about John Fletcher, I am reminded about David Brainerd, the son-in-law of Jonathan Edwards. David Brainerd was a man who would pray for 8 hours inside snow, lying in snow and melt the snow by the heat of his body. Have you ever heard such a thing before? That somebody is praying in snow time and there was enough heat. Now, it is a challenge to pray in snow. Number two, now we don't know snow here, so we don't understand what I'm talking about. But now, you are praying until the snow melts. It's like lying on top of ice block and melting it by the heat of your body. That was David Brainerd. He prayed to the American Indians and they repented en masse. One day he needed an interpreter. He couldn't get an interpreter. He caught a drunkard. And the drunkard interpreted and the people were saved en masse. And of course the drunkard had no option but to give himself. These were men and women who functioned and moved at the frequency of fire. 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 Basically the host of blessed memory. Let Nigeria to go to America. Christ for the Nations Bible School by Gordon Lindsay. And he went in there. And the fire he carried was too much. He went to the Bible school. The fire was too much. He couldn't finish the Bible school. And God asked him to return back to Nigeria. And when he came, from the story I heard, at the airport, those who came to welcome him, every hand he shook, all were on the floor. Always. The fire was too much. He wrote a book titled Fire in His Bones. That fire in his bones sent him around the world. Over 100, almost 120 something, 190 countries he went on fire, ravaging the kingdom of darkness. Beloved brothers and sisters, what are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with your life? Let me say this and begin to round off. When I was a young man, anything, I'm still very young. At the age I am, I'm still very young, but I know that you are much younger than myself. I have children here, so physical children and spiritual children. At your age, the major passion and theme of my life was fire. The scriptures I'm reading to you are the scriptures that caught my attention in my teenage years. Most of the scriptures. I didn't want to live an ordinary life. I didn't want to be normal, usual. Am I communicating at all? We will pray for hours, fast for 7 days, no food. There were 7 days fasting that had no water. Now, I won't encourage you to do that. I'm a medical doctor, that's why I know better. 3 days abundant. Days where you'll be praying and praying for 7 hours non-stop, minimum. That is, averagely. And then if you have done 10 or 11 hours, you have done some praying. I didn't do that when I was in medical school. I did that mostly during holidays. The average time I did in medical school was around 3 hours. And if the pressure got too much, I could find another 2 hours some other time in the morning. One day, we were praying in my father's living room. The fire was so much. One of my sisters had an encounter where the angel of the Lord told her, he said, there is oil that I have for you, but you are going to give a major portion of it to him so that he will be able to accomplish the things that you may not be able to. That is in addition to what I carried before. And he gave her like a something like a pot of oil in her hand like this. And she came to where I was and placed it on my head. I fell down and I heard the sound of my own head on the floor like coconut that broke, as if it has broken. If I wasn't the one involved, there is nobody that will convince me that that person's head did not scatter by the weight of the oil. It was weighty. When I got up from that encounter, I knew that for the rest of my life, I couldn't be the same. And I knew that there was oil. Very massive oil. This is in addition to oil that my mother saw when she was carrying my pregnancy at age 7 months. And somebody brought a basin that was filled with different bottles of oil. And he said, this oil is for the head of the child that is to be born. Anoint his head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here? You may say you never had such an encounter, or your mother never had such. It doesn't matter. Amos was a shepherd boy of Tekoa. You see, I'm not a prophet. I don't have any relation that is a prophet. I don't know anything about prophetic, but God has just called me. But what I'm saying to you today is, you must make up your mind. One day, I was seeking for fire so much. I'm already married now. I think I had already 3 children. Seeking for fire so much. Until fire landed on my body. No, I had 3 children by now.
That was in Metama's house. Metama Minister's Hill House. The fire landed on my chest. And I began to scream. And my wife ran out from the room or bedroom. What's going on? Fire. And she opened and she poured fridge water on me. Yet it was burning. Because it wasn't physical. I am giving you examples to let you know that the fire of the Holy Spirit is real. It's real. It's real. We are going to pray right now, and all I have is a counsel. Can you stand up on your feet? If you want, you can sit right on your feet. First of all, refuse to be a water brand. Refuse to be a nominal Christian. Refuse to be an average Christian. Also, secondly, refuse to waste your life chasing shadows. Don't waste your lifetime chasing shadows. Don't waste your lifetime chasing things that don't matter. Thirdly, I'm talking to young people. Don't waste your life doing boyfriend and girlfriend when you are not yet licensed to think of getting married. If you are going to marry at the age of 26 or 27 and you are only 17 now, what are you doing with a girl? What is the thought of a man or a woman? That is not your, you have no business with that. That is what has rendered so many young people useless. The time vision for the future should occupy their mind. A girl occupies their thought. The time, the vision for the future should occupy their minds. A guy occupies their thought. And in the days of phone now, it has worsened the matter. Send me your text. Send me text. You are in the classroom. A text message is coming to you from a boy or a girl. You are in the church. It's coming to you. When you are meant to be laying foundation for your destiny, you are busy wasting time. I won't be surprised if there are people who came for this camp now to find girl or find boy. It's a waste of life. Waste of life. If we live like that, you won't find us here. There is no way there will be anything like this. Refuse, number four, for your life to be run by hormones. No hormones when you are growing up, as you are becoming a young adult. Your body begins to tell you that you are a man or you are a girl. Don't let hormones run your life. Let vision run your life. Let passion run your life. Let God run your life. Until you have the control of your flesh, you cannot have the control of your future. Refuse. Let your life be run by vision. Let your life be run by passion. The passion to impact your generation. Fifthly, refuse to exist only for census purposes.
That is,
the only reason why you are alive is to be counted. That you lived. Refuse to exist. Let your life count for something. Not just be counted.
Number six, refuse to be among those who only watch things happen.
There are people who only watch things happen. They don't make anything happen. They watch it happen. I said some time ago, there are three categories of people in this world. There are those who make things happen. And there are those who watch things happen. And there are those who wonder what is happening.
I bear testimony to Dr. Mrs. Becky Enenche because I knew her when she was a younger girl. Tiny young girl, very tiny. Standing inside buses and preaching. Standing in front of hostels preaching. A Bible in hand. Acts permanently. I'm talking about permanently.
You don't arrive somewhere by chance. You arrive by choice. If you are going to become anything in life, it doesn't happen by chance. It happens by choice.
Refuse to be among those who only watch things happen. Just watching things, watching life. Don't watch life pass by you.
Number six, seven. Refuse to be a generational burden. Determined to be a generational blessing. Refuse to be a generational burden. Determined to be a generational blessing.
I was talking to a young man yesterday.
I said, why should you allow yourself to be a concern to your father? Concern. The mother was talking to me. I said, this boy, you know, it's just a bad boy. He was doing well in school before. He's not doing well anymore. He's this and that. He was saying many things. You know, I said, what do you benefit from being a concern to your father?
You don't understand what it means to be a blessing to your father.
That your father remembers you, his heart is happy. You don't know the blessing of that.
It looks like he didn't know.
Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you. That you may live long on the earth. I told him, I said, I wasn't a concern one day to my father. Concern one day. I wasn't a prayer point.
So people don't arrive somewhere just like that.
In the same manner, determined to be a blessing, not just to your family, but a blessing to your generation. Let people think of you in positive terms. Let people think of you in impactful terms. Let it be that their memory of you is the memory of good. Let it be confirmed that your encounter with people is an encounter that makes good deposits.
Finally, determine to exist and function at the fire frequency.
We have seen all the things we saw today, to function at the fire frequency.
If you are a pastor, a minister of the gospel, I just showed you now. If you are a music minister, the same fire is needed. Huh? You are a scientist inventor. Michael Faraday, they were on fire for God. Isaac Newton, they were on fire for God. Inventors. R.G. Lotonor, they were on fire. The one who did the earth moving machines, the caterpillar, the bulldozer, and all these cranes and all the things. He's a fireful man of God. They were all on fire for God.
If you are a billionaire businessman, exist at a frequency of fire, Wallace Johnson of the Holiday Inns, William Cromwell of Quaker Oats, and every one of all these people, John D. Rockefeller, anything you are, you can function at the frequency of fire. You are a politician, William Wilberforce, or a revolutionist, like Martin Luther King Jr. Anything you are, if you are a Christian, you have no option than to function with fire. Not just a preacher. You see, I'm looking forward to the day when a politician will carry the pulpit fire into politics. Will carry ministry fire. Ministry fire into business. Carry it into art, into industry. And just operate like a wildfire. And at that time, the devil will realize that God has people. God has people. God has people. Friends, a little of what I know about fire is what I have come to share with you. I want you to cry out to God within the next 3 minutes. Lord, the fire frequency is the frequency I want to function in. The fire frequency is the frequency I want to function in. I receive a baptism of this fire frequency. Open your mouth and speak to God. Appreciate Him for what you are hearing. Lift your voice and thank Him now, right now, right now, right now. La braga gaga da da gaga da ga erre che dosso to la braga da ga da sha la tasata la fracusha ta prata casa
open your mouth and pray
irada celebre
open your mouth and pray
Yeah, 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 y
precious name.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and say after me, according to Lamentation chapter 1 and in verse 13a. Lamentation 1:13a. Can you put it on the screen? From above has he sent fire into my bones, and it has prevailed against them. Read it one to go. From above has he sent fire into my bones, and it prevailed. Say, Father, send fire into my bones. Lift your hands. Say, from above.
Father,
send fire into my bones. From above,
send fire
into my bones. From above,
send fire
into my bones.
Oh Lord,
send fire into my bones. Everyone and say after me, say, Father,
send fire
into my bones.
From above.
Send fire
into my bones.
From above. Send it, Lord.
Send it now.
Send it now. Lift up your hands. Send it, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Send it now.
Again,
send it, Lord.
Send it, Lord.
Send it now.
Send it now.
Lift your hands. Shut it. Let a fire from the throne, let it flow, 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 let a fire from the throne, let it flow.
Lord, the fire from the throne. Let it flow. 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 Let it fire from the throne. Let it flow. From above into my bones. I receive now. I receive now. I receive now. Lift your hands high. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head. Father, let it flow. We have 2 more days to the end of this conference. Something must drop. Behave as if today is the last day. Behave as if today is the last day. Let something drop today. Are you ready? Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire flow. Fire to impact a generation. Fire to fulfill destiny. Fire to live for God. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream the fire and place the hand on your head. Fire to impact your generation. Fire to fulfill destiny. Fire to be everything God wants you to be. Receive that fire now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3.
and let us worship Him. Give Him praise for what just dropped. Give Him praise for what just dropped.